As mentioned already, the birth of the 12th Imam was to be a hidden, secret affair. It was vital that the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt and the network of spies working for the Abbasid dynasty were to be kept in the dark about his coming. In a similar way, he lived his first few years before the passing of his father, hidden from the people. So it shouldn't be a surprise that many of the Imam's contemporary scholars and rulers, especially during the minor occultation, or the Ghaybat al-Sughra, were in fact unaware that Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam had any children at all. But as time passed, the news of his birth and existence slowly spread amongst the wider society. We find a number of reports from the scholars of the Ahl Sunnah, as well as genealogists at the time, or the Nasab, who confirmed his birth. Amongst today's contemporary experts in genealogy is Al-Sharif Anas Al-Kutubi Al-Hasani of Al-Madina Al-Munawwara. He writes in his book, Al-Usul fi Dhurriyat Al-Bid'at Wal-Batul, published in Medina, confirming that the Imam Hassan Askari had one child, a son by the name of Muhammad, who was 5 years old when his father passed away. He writes, "The matter is indisputable between the Sunni and the Shia that he was hidden and news about him was veiled and that he did not appear in public." The author further states that there are some historians who unequivocally deny that Imam Hassan al-Askari had any children at all. However, their negation loses its value when the sources are investigated. The author continues, "What is established by those of expertise in this field from the recent and distant past is that there remained no news about him, where he lived and where he was buried, that is the Imam. But this is rejected by the genealogists amongst the Sadat and the Hashimis. There are many earlier writings that support his view, such as Al-Allama As-Sayyid Muhammad ibn Hussein Al-Husayni Al-Samarqandi Al-Madani, who died in the year 996. In his book, Tuhfatul Talib, he confirms the birth of the Imam and distinguishes the fact of his birth from the specific beliefs of the Shia about his occultation and being the prophesied Mahdi. Going back even further, we find the renowned historian and genealogist Ibn Anbah, who died in 828, writing in his book Umdatul Talib, confirming that Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam had a son who he refers to al-Imam Muhammad al-Mahdi rahimahullah, thus confirming his birth and existence. Going back even further, we read in Wafi bil Wafayat, an encyclopedic reference to all the great scholars, famous personalities of early Islam, written by al-Safadi, who died in 764, where he records an entry for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. And within it he writes, "As for his son Muhammad, whom the Rafida, the rejectors, the Shia call Al-Hujja and Al-Khalaf, he was born in the year 258 or 256. He lived for 2 years after his father and died, and he disappeared, and it wasn't known how he died." In essence, while the birth is an established fact, the supposed death remains mysterious. the contemporary historian and biographer, the renowned Al-Dhahabi, writes something similar in Tariq al-Islam wa Wafayat al-Mashahir wal-A'lam. He lived for 2 years after his father, then he disappeared, and it isn't known how he died. We go back the century before, that is the 7th century, and read the works of the likes of Ibn Khalikan in his book Wafayat al-A'yan, or Ibn al-Athir in his book Al-Kamil fi al-Tariq, or Sibt ibn Jawzi in his book Tadhkirat al-Khawas, and we find them all confirming the birth of a son of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, whom the Shia believe to be the 12th Imam. Yes, there will be those who negate his existence completely, but remember, there is a difference between claiming the birth didn't happen and saying that a child was born that later died, or that it is unclear what happened to him. What's more, those who claim the birth didn't happen often speak from a polemical, theological point of view and not from a place of genealogy. Of course, there will still be those who have doubts, but as already mentioned, this was the intention of the secret birth, to protect the Imam from the Abbasids and the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. In a narration, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi as-salam said to his famous student and companion Zurara, "He is the one whose birth will be doubted. Some of them will say that his father died without children. Some of them will say that his father died whilst his mother was pregnant with him. And some will say that he was born 2 years before his father's death, and that he is Al-Muntadhar." And in a Sahih hadith from Imam Al-Rida alayhi salam, Ayyub ibn Nuh narrates that the Imam said that the 12th Imam will be Khafiyul Mawlid, or Makhfiyul Wiladati wal Mansha. His wilada, his birth, and his beginnings will be hidden. And there are many more traditions narrated from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam foretelling the secret, hidden birth of the Imam.